Director Schultz on one for you, sir.
It's, they're marking up the Varney bill. This is involved in it this afternoon, and, he's been pressing us about every hour. And, my staff people tell me, his staff people said, well, he may just call the president on it. I wanted to tell you, you're aware of what the...
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm aware that I had something on my desk, and I guess you're gonna have to come tell me about it, but I've got this Marcus thing, and been going up and down with that all morning, and I've got the aid group, and I've got Bob Comer, and I just haven't got it clearly in my mind. What are we supposed to send him, a budget estimate on export-import?
It's a budget amendment on export-import bank.
That does what? Does it ask for more money?
There's no appropriation involved, because they get their money through backdoor.
Yeah.
But it does increase the limitation on loans they can make. Now, it's going to end up costing us some more money. But it doesn't ask for new appropriations.
Well, why do we have to have it?
Because with the tight money, the exporters can't get private financing, and more are coming into the Ex-Im Bank. So we have a god-awful choice. I sure sweat it over this, of whether to let them go ahead and hurt our balance of payments, and help our balance of payments, or to say no because of the budget and just have the exports fall off. And I figured on balance.
Well, what makes you think does anybody prove they're going to fall off, or some bureaucrat wanting more?
No, there are some specific, and with Joe Fowler and I have been over this with Linder about three or four times, there are some very specific loans involved. Two kinds in particular. One, some...
Why don't we think about it and then let George go and mark up his bill and add it in the Senate if we decide we want to do it?
Well, I'll be willing to call George and tell him that, and he may raise hell, but I don't know yet. Let me try it with him.
I'd say we haven't got eight of his bills yet, and that this is, we can't tell about this market. We may prefer to lose the damned exports than to go to 7% interest. And everybody just wants to get in on the thing and get more money right quick.
No, I know that, Mr. President. This one is Isaiah.
I had to fight and fight and fight and fight and fight with Henry and him to get him to cut off $100 million on the home.
On the home loan bank.
But it went good today, didn't it?
I haven't seen it yet, Mr. President. Yeah. I just been beaten all day.
I just wait and let's see if George holds it, and I'll try to get to it tomorrow.
Well, let me talk to George and see what we can work out. I hope I can work it out with him.
I just hope that we could hold up.
Well, we may now, Mr. President. This is for $1 billion more. We got a plan figured out where we think at a maximum we'd only have to pay $300 of this anyway. But it still might add $300
to the budget.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to set it up now then. Okay.
Okay, Mr. President.
Waiting.